Wednesday, we witnessed a failed coup attempt. Joe Biden won an election that wasn't even real close. Courts rejected a slew of silly challenges to the voting process. So Donald Trump and others tried the coup. Congressional Republicans sought to veto the voters and keep Trump in office. And Trump upped the pressure by inciting a mob of domestic terrorists to invade the Capitol. Trump committed crimes by pressing other Republicans to violate their oaths of office and probably by inciting mob violence, urging his followers to be strong and take back our country. Trump said he'd be with them, marching on the Capitol. His son encouraged the mob by threatening Congress folk that we're coming for you and we're going to enjoy it. Naturally, neither Trump had the guts to be present, as promised, although the senior Trump very much liked watching the violence on television. The mob invaded. Journalists were beaten. Congress folk were threatened. Trump called out Mike Pence, saying he'd better stand up for Trump instead of following the law. So Trump's mob erected a gallows and chanted, "Hang Pence!" None of this should surprise anyone, except maybe how easy the feds made it for the terrorists to invade and trash the Capitol. Capitol Police and other law enforcement were out in force for Black Lives Matter protests. Why were they woefully outnumbered and strangely passive before white domestic terrorists? Donald Trump has been Donald Trump all along, a narcissistic and incompetent man who has always disregarded laws, contractual obligations, and ethical norms, and lying or bullying his way out of trouble. Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley are pure ambition. They're smart enough lawyers to know that Trump's effort to overrule the election wouldn't succeed, but supporting it would make them look good to Trumpists in 2024. If the callow and craven Senator Hawley does try to run again for anything, we'll see a lot of that photo of him giving raised fist encouragement to the mob about to trash the Capitol. We're lucky that Trump's not as organized or focused as Vlad Putin, that Dems hold a House majority, and that some combination of Trump fatigue and love of country caused enough Republicans to reject the coup attempt. Hearing McConnell and Pence say fine words, I hoped all this might revive a little bipartisanship. Cabinet members are leaving Trump's ship. Republican senators say privately they abetted Trump's misconduct for too long. I'm torn between welcoming their awakening and recalling how long it's taken. It's safer to stab a king who's reeling from self-inflicted wounds. A majority of Republican representatives voted Trump's way, even after Trump's mob had trashed the Capitol and put them in fear for their lives. Repeatedly, Republicans lose the popular vote and get saved by the Electoral College. An indecisive election means the House chooses, with each state getting a vote. California and Wyoming count equally. Down the road, will Republicans actually veto an inconvenient presidential vote and install their own choice?